Is he my prince? Is he the toad? Waiting, wondering, is getting too old. I'm gonna let down my hair, slide up my skirt. Get me out, be the biggest little flirt. Well, I might have.
Welcome to the Shame Free Zone with Veronica Monet, your friendly former sex worker and certified sexologist. The Shame-Free Zone is a safe place for your questions and your secrets about all things sexual.
Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone. It's another Monday evening, and I'm Veronica Monet, your host. Today we're going to be talking about weightlifting, fitness, losing body fat, how to eat healthy. Specifically, we're going to be talking about what works for women. I don't know if you've ever seen that commercial out there, but there's a joke. It's kind of a little cartoon about how men lose weight and how women lose weight. And oftentimes, it's like he and she go on a diet together, and he drops 20, 30 pounds overnight. She can't hardly get the skills to budge at all. So we do know women's makeup is a little more complicated. And then there's all these other concerns that women have about what is it going to look like if I work out. And some women get worried about bulking up and getting too much muscle. So we've got an expert tonight who's going to help us navigate this landscape and hopefully find some answers on how we can have a more successful relationship with exercise. His name is Danny Russo. He's a health and fitness expert, and he's actually got a background as a fighter and an Army Ranger and an NFL strength trainer, a bodybuilding coach. He's owned his own health club, and now he's actually traveling around the United States. He's doing a 1,000-city tour of America, which he's actually been doing, I guess, for about 15 years. So we're going to ask him how many cities he's made so far. Anyway, Danny Russo, welcome to the Shame Free Zone.
Thanks, Ron. A pleasure to be here for sure.
Oh, I know you're on the East Coast, so I know it's a little late for you there, and we thank you for staying up to do the show.
I'm sitting in bed, as a matter of fact. First time to interview, just sitting in bed, so it's kind of fun.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, we've got your launchthenewyou.com up on Facebook. But, you know, before we launch into your fitness techniques, I'd really like to know a little bit more about you. For instance, wondering how you go from being an Army Ranger and an NFL strength trainer to teaching women how to lose weight and get strong.
Oh, you know, it's funny, Veronica, I never wanted to do it. I never wanted to train women. It wasn't part of my goal, wasn't part of my dream, never part of my plan. I grew up as an athlete. At 7 years old, became a fighter. You know, at 14, Muay Thai practitioner, and worked my way through school as a fighter and a bodybuilder and a powerlifter. I trained bodybuilders, I trained powerlifters, and never did I think I was going to train women or did I want to. But one day I got trapped in a parking lot by a bunch of women at a health club where I was training a men's powerlifting team, and they said to me, hey, it's not fair that you train those lazy men in there and you don't train us. We want you to train us too. And these were very strong, healthy women, and I didn't want to do it, but I was afraid to say no. Because back in the old days, there was no camera in the parking lot, keep an eye on you to make sure you're safe. So I tried to trick them, because at that point in my life, and this is kind of strange, I really did already know a lot about women, because the true story is I grew up in a family of seven sisters and no brothers. In my house was my mother, my grandmother, who was the boss, my seven sisters, and a dog named Roxanne. So it's kind of like destiny. So I knew that women were the busiest people on the planet. And the longer their day goes as a woman, the busier they become. So I told these women in the parking lot that night, okay, I'll train y'all, but I only got two times left. I got 9:30 on Monday night, and I got 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I knew that there's no way those women are going to show up at 9:30 Monday night, because women are so busy. You know, they got their own lives, their own careers. If they have children, they're the ones that got to make sure they're doing what they're doing. If they're married, he's a kid. They got to take care of him. And lo and behold, the very first Monday night, I forgot about it, and at 7:35, 2 hours early, there were all 17 of them wearing the same color shirt, the same color pants, 2 hours early, ready to train. And once I started training them, I was just totally amazed. I never knew how powerful women could be, but more importantly, how tenacious they are.
Tenacious.
Yeah.
Well, so it sounds like you actually found it more rewarding to work with the women.
Well, I did because after I've been in the gym 57 years myself. I trained every kind of man you can think of, and this is the truth. Men will cry, quit, snivel, complain, give you any excuse in the world not to get it done. If their nose is running, they can't work out today. If their knee hurts but we're working arms, they'll give you excuse after excuse after excuse. But when I went to train the women, and I really went thinking, oh, let me get this over with, you know. Oh, my God, they're not complaining. They're not crying about it. They're just doing it, and they're giving me the extra rep, and they're fired up, and they're excited, and they're motivated. And just I was amazed. And after about two or three workouts, I started dragging all the good equipment over in their part of the gym, and I just trained them because they were the reasons I was winning my bodybuilding competitions because they motivated me. I didn't know it was going to be that way, but they motivated me too. So I went on a mission to start training women because it is so much more difficult. Women have so many more obstacles, and it's much more difficult to train a woman than it is a man.
So let's talk about those obstacles a little bit. I kind of hinted at that, and I think a lot of it is hormonal. But tell us what are those obstacles? Why is it so hard for women to get the kind of results that men get?
Well, it took me a while to figure it out. A few years. As a matter of fact, my research spanned over 31 years, but. You're a woman. I'll tell you things you already know. Women have so many obstacles, things like birth control pills, having babies, cycles, plateaus, water retention, hysterectomies, premenopause, with a new word, perimenopause,
right.
Or you get into menopause. And what happens to women even after they get out of their 20s? Well, they don't metabolize proteins, amino acids as efficiently as they used to. They don't tone their body. They don't metabolize their estrogen the way it should. It goes right to belly fat. They start to get edema, which is water retention, mostly in the waist and knees, and that'll stop you every single time. So year after year after year, I went from one aspect to another, and I got it figured out, and then I realized that women's goals are so much different than mine as a man. For example, in my abdominal area, I'm only concerned about the abdominal area above my belt. Women are more concerned about the abdominal area below their belt. If I'm working out my arm, I want a big bicep. When a woman points too fast, she don't want the back of her arm waving in the breeze. So I had to put not only all the unique things that make women different from a nutritional standpoint, now I had to marry it to the exercise part of the program, and then it took about four or five more years to learn the feminine application of weight training so they didn't bulk up from their work efforts in the gym.
And I'm anxious to get to that, but before we do, you actually teach women to test their pH. Can you tell us a little about why would anybody want to do that, and why specifically would women want to do that?
Well, when I trained with professional football players, long way back, here goes my age, way back in the 70s, pH testing was a mandatory part of their training. That they had to do urine analysis to check their pH levels, because your pH levels are in the right zone. You're much healthier. You process your fuels better. If your pH levels are too low, you can go into an insulin hypersensitivity routine. Your body will think it's really, really hungry. There are no symptoms. And when your pH levels are consistently low, your body can even go about the task of converting solid protein, the good food you eat, into pure fat because your body thinks it's hungry. So every woman that I train, I give them a pH testing kit. We test their pH levels when we first meet, and then I give them a group of foods that I want them to eat for 5 days, then they retest, and most of them get better. The ones that don't, now I got to dig deeper. Do I got a thyroid problem? Do I got an adrenal problem? Do I have a diabetic problem? And I usually find out what the answer is. That's why every woman is unique.
And the whole interplay between insulin and hormones seems to be really troublesome ground for women, isn't it? I mean, you know, whether you're working with insulin reactivity, low blood sugar, diabetes, and then compound that with the way it seems to interact with the estrogen, have you noticed that?
Absolutely. The hormonal thing, along with the things you just mentioned, are amazing. But what really was strange is I tried to come up with have this one fix all program. If you all do this, you're all going to be beautiful, you know, but that's not true because every single woman is unique within herself. This woman, for example, might have high blood pressure and take a medication with a hydrochlorothiazide, which is a diuretic. Her hydration is different. This one might have a thyroid problem, like Synthroid, Naboxone, Levothyroid, different for her. This one might be diabetic type 1 or type 2, different through hormones, on and on and on and on. So I had to figure out a way to find out what works good for this woman, not her mama, not her friend, not her niece, not her neighbor, not her coworker, her. What are the foods that belong in her body, not take away from her body? I'm not a diet guy. I don't believe in diets. What foods belong in your body to make your engine roar? Because I care more about how they feel than I do about how they look.
And what do you find is the number one concern of women who come to see you? Because it would be great if it was how they feel, but do you find that women are more focused on how they look?
They are. But by the time I get through, like tonight I had a show, went really, really well. And by the time I get through talking my talk, and I have a lot of comedy in my show, and I do a lot of little skits with them, they feel me. They understand that, you know what, if you do the things to make you feel good, Your body's gonna react right. Your body's gonna do better things and do good things. If you feel good, you'll do more. You'll want to go to the gym. You'll want to work out. You'll want to do some different things. You'll move your body. So I really concentrate on feeling good, because in my own life, I'm not supposed to feel good. I'm supposed to be depressed. I'm not supposed to have any energy whatsoever. My hair's supposed to be gone. I'm supposed to weigh 120 pounds because the doctor told me I had hepatitis C. And my liver is going to cirrhose, and I'll probably die from it. And he's going to put me in all these drugs like interferon. But I'm a naturalist. I don't do those things. I do natural things like milk thistle and silymarin. So I heal myself naturally. So each woman that I deal with has a separate issue, and we have to deal with those things. So there's no fix-all. That's why I'm on the road doing my shows, because I just can't give you a video and a tape and a book and say, here you go.
So how do you do this? How many women usually come to one of your events?
Well, anywhere from, I've done it in a phone booth, and I've done it for 3,000. But the average is usually about 100 people a night, you know, 75
okay.
to 100. I'm in Connecticut all this week, and I had a great show tonight. And the thing is to try to, and I have to tell them at my seminars, don't give my name to anybody. Don't give my email address to anybody. I'm just going to deal with you guys. I know how many people that we're going to deal with in the structured program. And it's usually about 30% of the women that come start the program, because I give every woman, all the information they need to do the program by themselves without me. But there's more than me. I got a partner. My wife is a major, major part of this whole program that we do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, apparently your wife and your daughter.
Yeah, Crystal.
Are both a big part of this. How so? What part did they play?
Well, my baby girl, Crystal, I just love her. Crystal grew up, I owned health clubs for a living, my wife and I. And my daughter, Crystal, grew up standing on a little stool behind the front desk, handing out the keys. And she'd draw the flowers and the design of the windows and everything. We just loved that. So she grew into fitness, and she got a degree in nutrition, and she's a trainer. My wife, wow, she's way ahead of all of us. She's a clinical nutritionist, a master strength coach, a Muay Thai practitioner, an expert in hormone therapy as it applies naturally for women, and she's a registered nurse. So her and I spend most of our time when I'm not on the road talking to women on the program, either on the phone or on the email, and we do it all day. And, God, Monica, without them, I'd be just a tired old retired man laying on the couch.
It's Veronica, by the way, Danny. But
Veronica,
anyway.
Yeah. What did I call you?
Monica.
Oh, my God, Veronica.
We're adult here, adult show, so I'm just going to say, I always tell people, I'm not Monica. She blew the president. So, Veronica. And how old is your daughter?
24.
Okay. So that must be kind of comforting for the women to have a younger woman and an older woman probably share some of their personal stories as well.
You know, that's what I like. You know, every night there's always a couple ladies who hang back who are pretty much overweight, and there's tears coming down their face. You know, because they understand, they feel me, they understand what I'm saying. They know they're different. They know we're going to find out, and they're so emotional. They're just overjoyed. And I tell them, I said, "Look, you felt me. Wait till you talk to my wife. My wife is so smooth, because I think sometimes I'm the big star, and I'll bring my wife back to one of the clubs with me, and all the women will come walking towards me, and they're right by me, and I turn around, and they're all in our circle around my wife." Because once they speak to Janet, they're through with me. They don't talk to me. They don't talk to me anymore. But she's the major part of the program for the hormone evaluation that we do.
Okay, because she's the nutritionist.
Yeah, because you know what she did. I don't know if you know the story, but my wife went through menopause, and she said to me, "This is an amazing story." She said to me, "Danny, I'm not going to do what I normally tell all the women do naturally to keep them from gaining all this weight and feel bad, I'm going to just let it go. I'm going to see if it's genetic, because I'm a lean woman, I've been in good shape all my life, and see what happens. She gained 54 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And come, how dedicated is that to be a gorgeous, beautiful, drop-dead, sexy woman to gain over 50 pounds? And then I think, okay, honey, you had enough. And then she went right back doing the things that she tells all the other women to do. And on that site you can look at, you'll see before and after of her. She's right back to a size 2. She's lean again. She's strong again. She feels good again. So she wanted to prove.
So that's actually over here on launchthenewyou.com.
Right.
Where would I go to find a before and after about your wife?
I think you'll see her right in the first page there, beating menopause. Do you see her? The blonde.
Okay.
The drop-dead gorgeous blonde.
Is that her name,
Janet? No, Janet.
Oh, Janet. Okay. Oh, here we go. Janet Russo.
There she is.
Oh.
And if you put your mouse right on her picture, it'll tell the story. It'll tell her story real quick.
Okay. All right. After 90 days.
Yeah. But, you know, look how gorgeous she is. She beautiful?
She's gorgeous.
I like to brag. I married up. You know what I like to do? You know what I like to do? I like to take her out to a restaurant somewhere that's got a bar.
Uh-huh.
And get her all dressed up looking, because she's very sexy. She's very beautiful. And I'd sit her at the bar, and I'd, like, leave for, like, 20 or 30 minutes, and then come back and watch all the guys all around her.
No.
And then muscle in.
I'm sure she draws a lot of attention.
She does. She's wonderful.
So, how did she lose this 51 pounds?
Well, Janet does black collage and progesterone cream, her amount, and a small amount of testosterone, and then just what she does normally. She found out the things that are going to help her metabolize her estrogen and get over all the things like the hot flashes and the water retention to stop all those things. So,
right.
Plus there's a formula of supplements that are really heavy, the natural Bs, heavy B6, which is natural diuretic,
uh-huh.
But it's got to be the right formula so it works. We're gonna lower sodium, increase potassium, so it's 3-to-1. I mean, little switches we turn on and off in the body for each woman, and Janet did those things, and she's right back in great shape again.
But like you said, every woman's different. So
yeah.
Let's say you go to one of these presentations, there's 100 women there. How expensive or time-consuming is this for each individual woman to find out what applies to her?
You know, it's funny. Yes, that's the exact same question the lady that I told you about, she was in tears, was asking, what is my commitment? What do I have to do here? You know, and we charge a fee. It's a small fee. You know, it's a 90-day program. It's $150. No big deal. But the thing is that we give them a journal that guides them day by day. They have to record their foods for us. Don't weigh anything. Don't measure anything. Don't calculate anything. Just record your foods. You're going to give us a list of your medications that you're on so we can cross-reference those into the equation. You're going to tell us if you're hormonal or not. You've been through menopause or hysterectomy. And I'm going to keep away from some foods, and I'm going to give you some foods to concentrate on. And we're going to see how you do. And you're going to communicate me over the email and talk to me at least twice a week. The more you speak to me, the better you're going to do. The less you speak to me, the worse you'll do, because I need to make adjustments for each individual woman.
And how often? So this goes. How long? 190 days?
It's 90 days.
90 days.
Yes,
so you got
30 days.
3 months to basically tweak things to get it working for that particular woman. Do you find that some people do better with high protein? Some people do better with mostly, you know, plants or vegetables, or does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we do. That's exactly what you find out. I tell them, look, I am not a diet guy. That's not my thing. I'm here to find out what foods belong in your body to make you feel good and to make you create lean tissue and tone your body, give you energy. Some women respond really good to complex carbohydrates when everybody says carbs are bad for you, except back in the old days of Susan Powder, that was her thing, the carbs.
Right.
You know? And then Dr. Atkins came along with the protein. But everybody's different. So what I do is I take away pasta, rice, and potatoes for 30 days from everybody. Then we put them back in one at a time for 3 days at a time. Unless they're diabetic, it's 1 day. And then I have 11 questions I ask them. It's called the How You Doing, How You Feeling checklist. And it's all about energy, feeling good, strength, endurance, water retention. And I trace them, and I have grids I look at, and I can find out exactly where they should be, and that's where we make our adjustments from. And you are so right. Everybody is different. And once we find the right tweak for them, now they start to get results in what they do. And when you start to get results in what you do, what do? You do it more.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that is, you know, too many times people seem to treat food like a religion. And then they try to get everybody to convert to their religion. And we are all very different, and I know sometimes it seems to go by blood type or genetics.
Whatever
it is, I certainly know that there's lots of healthy people who are not eating the same foods or working out the same way. You also put a lot of stress on drinking water.
Yes.
How much water do you think a person should drink every day?
Well, that's, you know, the first, because the name of this program is called FEW, Food, Exercise, and Water for Women Only. The water part is the very first thing I speak about in my seminars, because my job is to find out what your hydration level should be. So what we make the women do, we put some structure to it. Three times a day, you're going to drink 20 ounces of water as fast as you can. The reason we do it three times a day at the same time every day, because now your body understands timing and will retain less water, and now it's structure. Because 8 ounce glasses of water a day don't work, because you forget how many you did. It's time to go to bed at 10 o'clock. Well, I forgot how many I did. I'll drink two or three, and then you get up and you pee half the night. So now we got structure, and now we find out exactly how much hydration belongs for each woman, and then we, dependent upon their activity level, how to rehydrate them. For example, you know what one of the best rehydrators are in the world? Chocolate milk.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, England did a big study for 8 years, and chocolate milk has all the right things in it to rehydrate the nucleus of your cell. So every woman is a little bit different, you know, and some women are not water drinkers, some overhydrate, because women can actually overhydrate where they, because their hormone levels change so much, some of the medications they take, they can have too much water, which is just as bad as not having enough. So let's find out how much they need. So we start with the 30-30-30, and we see how they do, and we go from there.
Okay, so even the water depends from person to person.
Yeah, that's the more that I got into women's fitness, the more difficult it became, the more fun it became for me, and then the more unique it became in every single aspect of it, where it didn't matter that much for a guy.
Yeah, it does seem like it's more straightforward for men, for sure.
Yeah.
Now you can drink too much water. What are some of the hazards of drinking too much water?
Well, you'll retain it, just like you do if you're not enough. You can retain it outside, because the only water that's really good is the water that goes to the nucleus of your cell. The water you retain is in the outside of your cell, and that's the water you want to get rid of. So if you drink too much water, you can actually start to retain it. If your sodium and your potassium levels aren't right, you can retain that fluid. The next thing we work on the program is sodium and potassium levels.
And how does one moderate that?
Well, what I do is I tell them, we're going to keep your sodium at 2,000 milligrams a day. But I'm not talking about all sodium. I'm only talking about the sodium that man deals with. Things in a can, things that are frozen, things preserved for a long time like deli meats and your salt shaker. You keep that sodium below 2,000 milligrams a day, so we pull the sodium lever back in the brain. And then in the formula of supplements for phase one, we put in 99 milligrams of potassium. So the way it should be when we get done is potassium 3, sodium 1. So now we're fixing the floodgate, so we open it up. We're putting water-soluble supplements in, the heavy Bs, a spicy B6 to push the water out, and now we're keeping away from foods like pasta, rice, and potatoes, which means you'll retain about 2.7 grams of water for every gram of glycogen, and then we monitor. We find out who's responding, who's not. If they're not, we start tweaking.
And what do you think about carb loading? And some weightlifters swear by that. They do a high-protein diet, you know, for 5 to 10 days, and then every 5th to 10 days they actually load carbs for like 24 to 48 hours.
Well, I think if they do that and that works for them, I think that's cool. I mean, because everybody's different. I tell people, hey, look, if you go out every midnight when the moon is full and you quack like a duck around the light post and that puts you in better shape and you feel good, you keep doing that. I'm just going to tweak it a little bit. So I think all diets work. I think all diets are good. But the problem is we're not going to stay on a diet. And when we go on a diet, what do we lose? Muscle, fat, and water. When we go off a diet, what do we gain back? Fat and water, fat and water, fat and water. So diet after diet after diet, we get less toned, less toned, less toned. No, Danny wants you to be smaller, tighter, firmer, leaner, healthier, stronger, and feeling better.
So meaning that you put most of your emphasis on the exercise.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a little bit. I think women have gotten over some of their fear of lifting weights. Certainly, you know, even the first lady has been talked about in the media for having great arms. So a lot of women are sporting muscular arms nowadays. Mm. However, if a woman goes what's considered too far, I'll put that in quotation marks, and you know, it's a very subjective thing. Sometimes they can also be lampooned, and one of the people that comes to mind for me is Madonna. She got very much into weightlifting, and then you know, the pundits started making fun of her for having really large arms. What you know, first of all, before we talk about how you can, as a woman, decide how much or how little muscle you want, are those the kind of questions and concerns that you field from some of the women who come to see you? And if so, how do you speak to that?
Well, I can't tell you how many times in the last 30 years I've heard women say to me, I don't want to go in the gym and lift weights because I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to get bigger. I've heard it so many times, after time, after time, after time, after time. And after hearing it, after working with women, it took me a long time to develop the feminine application of weight training. It is different. The position is different for what we do for the lower body. For the upper body, it's just about the same. But what we do, we squat, leg press, leg extended, leg curl during the first 30 days. But we do the feminine application. Now, I know you're familiar in the gym. You work out yourself, right?
I do.
Have you ever done a lay-down leg curl?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time.
Okay, now, that machine was designed by a guy named Arthur Jones, who invented Nautilus. And the reason it was invented was to take the pressure off your joint and put it into your muscle. Your arm got a bicep. Your leg got a bicep. If you lift your heel towards your butt, it's just like it's a leg curl, right?
Right.
But when you go to the store to buy a new skirt, here's exactly what you do when you look in the mirror when you try it on. The first thing you do is you look frontwards to see if your outer thighs are sticking out. Then you turn sidewards and you put your hands on your belly to see if your belly's sticking out. Then you turn around backwards and you see how good your butt looks in that skirt. You don't pick it up and say, let me see my thigh bicep. So I changed the machine. I changed the to a four count movement where the glutes do most of the work and the thigh bicep does the secondary part of the work. So we don't.
Now, for our listeners may not know what a glute is. You're talking about
your butt.
Right.
Yeah.
So okay. So
my favorite body part.
Yeah. Well, it's a good body part for sure.
Yes.
So you changed the how you work on that machine, or you changed the machine?
I changed the form at which you position yourself in that machine and what you think about while you're in it in almost every exercise. For example, have you ever done squats before?
Uh-huh.
Well, when you do squats, I would have your feet wider than your shoulders. I'd make you take it downtown, take your butt all the way downtown, and then before you get up, rock you back on your heels and then stand using your butt, not the front of your legs. The closer your legs go together, the more you're going to sweep your quad, which is your thigh, and you're going to have bigger legs.
Uh-huh.
So we widen it out. But the really neat thing is while we do that, your lower back becomes stronger, more flexible without you even knowing it. So on the 31st day when I go after your abdominal area, the water will be gone, some of the fat will be gone, and now your core will be stronger so I can work your abdominal core. So everything is in sequence and has logic.
So a lot of it's just you're just tweaking the position to throw the exercise into the butt.
Yeah, or for example, how about have you done a leg press before?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you do a leg press, if you're laying in that leg press and you got your feet up on that plate, when you bring the plate down towards you, if you're a woman, I make you put your feet way high with your toes off the top and way wide. And then when the plate comes down, I make you put your hands on the inside of your knees. And then I tell the woman, I want you to take that leg and spread it out and put it in the parking lot. I want you to take the other leg and put it in the other part like you're having a baby. And then now you get the upper inner part of your thigh, which is a real hard part for women, real high up in the inner thigh. And then because your heels are on the plate, now you push with your butt and not with the front of your legs. So every position is different for the feminine application of weight training.
Okay, I'm sorry, Danny. I'm gonna come back on that because
okay.
I do the leg press almost every day. Well, not every day, but
yeah,
a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Okay,
you should
so
do it.
I usually put it on the center of the plate, and then I usually switch the angle of my feet so that my feet are out, my feet are in, my feet are parallel, because I know that tends to get the outside or the inside.
You gotta change it.
Yeah. But that's going to bulk you up then.
Yep. That's going to make your outer thigh sweep. you have to put your feet. You should try this next time you go to your gym.
I will. I'll put my feet at the top of the plate.
At the top and wide.
Wide.
So your toes are off the top, okay?
All right.
All right. And then when you start to bring the plate down, put the hands on the inside of your knees and spread your legs apart.
Like I'm actually going to use my hands to pull my legs further apart.
Yes. And now you're going to feel a whole lot of stress from the exercise in your upper inner thigh.
Okay.
Which is a hard part for women because it atrophies so easy. Now because your toes are off the plate, when you push it back up, you're actually pushing it with your butt. So we're working the inner thigh and your glute. You were working the way you're doing it. You're doing it the way I do it.
Yeah.
Because I got big legs. I like big legs. You know, you were
I'm afraid I have big legs too, Danny.
Well, if you change your position, now it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt.
You're right. The inner part of a woman's thigh is very difficult to get that.
They're always pulling that bathing suit down over it. You know that move they make? You know, I know all the moves, man.
Okay, so if I pull the legs out as I'm going down,
right.
Do I let the legs go back as I go up?
Yes. Yeah, they'll stay wide. You don't push them in. They'll by themselves because you already have a wide stance. They'll stay wide. But I just want you to make sure on the way down you pull them as wide as you can to get the upper inner thigh because it's a very difficult part of the leg to get.
Now, what about the actual amount of weight? One of the things I've done, because I worked with a personal trainer for like a year, she told me, it's so difficult for women to put on muscle. Don't worry about it. So I put on 2 inches on my shoulders in 6 months and an inch on my thighs, and I wanted to kill her. But I didn't mind so much the shoulders, except I wound up with a torn rotator cuff. But the thigh I was really upset about because I wanted a leaner thigh, not a bigger one.
Well, the problem there was is that most of the trainers, men lifted weights first for years and years and years. And then the men trained the women to lift weights. And it took a long time to finally come up with people who, wait a minute, it's got to be different. It needs to be different. Women want to lean it down, just like in a bodybuilding competition. Now, I'm 230 pounds maybe 2 months out. But when I get on stage, I'm only 190 or 185. I had to lean myself down. So I took that lean down philosophy and I put it into my workout for women. And then I changed the form so they'd create feminine, leaner tissue. Smaller, tighter, firmer, leaner, healthier, and stronger.
Well, it certainly is working for your wife.
Isn't she gorgeous? And she's in her 50s.
She's got perfect legs.
Yeah, she does.
Perfect legs.
She's awesome.
So what about the actual amount of weight? Is this something women need to worry about? A lot of women will work with light weights and do high reps, like, 15 to 20 reps in three sets of that.
Well, what I do is I have 3 30-day phases, right? During the second phase, the second month, we do 8 reps. And the last 2 reps should be difficult to do. So if it is Monday, and you got a check on Saturday for a bunch of money you didn't expect, and it's beautiful weather, and you ate good during the weekend, and there was a great day, and you went and you worked out, you were strong. But you came back on Thursday, and the check bounced, and the kids are in jail, and it's thunderstorming out, you're not as strong. So your muscles can't count, so you shouldn't try to do the same weight. So the last 2 reps should always be difficult to do. On the third month, now I say, let's find out. Are you going to respond better from an endurance workout or a power workout? Now we go to 15 reps. And almost every single woman, Veronica, tells me, every single woman says to me, I want to go back to the power workout because that's where I got the best results. Very few respond to an endurance workout in the gym. You can do endurance on the treadmill. You can do endurance in an aerobic class. But when you're pumping iron, we're pumping iron.
So you drop it down then to high weight and what, 8 to 12 reps?
We go to 15 reps on the third month, and then I have the women tell me. I don't tell them. I wait for them, and invariably, after the first couple workouts, they'll email me and say, Danny, I don't like this. I don't like this. It's not the same. I don't feel the pump. I don't feel the same. I want to go back to the heavy workout. And I let them. But some will say to me, Danny, I feel much better doing it this way. I'm getting much, much tighter. I feel, because everybody's different. How you respond. So that's why the food is different. It changes every 30 days. The exercise changes. So the women can tell me. I don't want to tell them. They're going to actually tell me.
Well, and that's another point, too. Should one be constantly changing their workout in order to jog the muscles into responding?
You know, that's a theory. I used to use myself when I was a bodybuilder, but I think once somebody finds a routine and they're hitting all the body parts and they enjoy that routine, they're fine to stay with it. Some people, you do need to jog. You need to change it up, hit it at a different angle. It just depends who you are. And there is no one answer that'll apply to everybody. And that's the thing I learned in all these years of working with so many people, that every single woman is unique within herself, and it's Danny's job to find out what it is.
So do you work individually with each of the women that come to your program?
No,
how's that even
what
possible?
I give them a journal, and I give them a video where I go through the whole journal with them. On their, they can plug it in their DVD or their computer. I actually speak slowly, believe it or not. I'm sitting down, and I go through everything. Then we go to the gym, and I use 5 cameras to go to the gym, and I teach them, here's how we do these exercises. Now, if you got a bad knee, bad hip, you know, or you got a mid-lumbar, cervical, fibromyalgia, arthritis, here's how you do the assist method, and I teach them how to do the assist method. And then I pay the trainers in the gym. I pay them to actually bring the women in a group format to show them how to do the exercises if I'm not going to be in that town. But most of the women don't even go to the orientation because the video took me 3 years to finally get right. And once they watch that video, they understand what to do with their eyebrows. They know how to breathe. They got it all figured out.
You teach 4 simple exercises. What are those?
A squat, leg press, leg extended, leg curl.
Slow down. So it's the squat.
Squat.
The leg press.
Leg press. Leg extension.
Leg extension and leg curl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do the leg extension, don't you?
I do all 4 of those.
Now, we do what's called a turn and burn.
I also do the abductor and the adductor.
Well, you know, when I bought a health club and they had the abductor-adductor machine, I just put it out in the front, so I'd give it away.
Is that a waste of time?
It is a waste of time. You got a boat? You got a boat? It'd be a good anchor.
Okay. All right. Now, why is it a waste of time to do that? You know, women love that machine.
I know they do. I just can't understand it, you know. And when you're a man trainer training in an all-women's club, and they want to get on that, then you got to train them. Well, you can't stand in front of them. You got to get behind them and talk in their ear. It's just a waste of time because you hit all those muscles already by being in the leg press and doing the squats properly. You don't need to be in the abductor, adductor. It's not a machine that's going to do much work for you.
Yeah, I have often thought it kind of felt like a time waster.
Yeah, do more squats. Do more squats.
Okay, but okay. If what if you do start to bulk up, then, you know, and obviously, you know,
now,
if they're working with you, you're going to help them.
But what about the listeners who are wondering,
oh, my God, I tried that and I bulked up.
Well, if they got too much testosterone in their body, they might have a tendency to bulk up. But if they assume the feminine application of weight training, they're not going to bulk their body up. You know, I use my arm in my seminar as example for a leg. If you would make a muscle, if you would do a bicep flex, bring your fist towards your head and make a muscle. When you bring the fist towards your head, you make the muscle big and you contract it. However, when you take the fist and you lay it out all the way straight, the muscle gets longer and leaner. If you radiate your wrist, you'll even radiate the muscle to give it definition. So not only are we going to lift the weight, we're going to put the body in a position to get the best possible mechanics to give the body feminine definition. I think feminine muscular definition is beautiful.
Okay, so we got a couple of comments. We've actually got more than a couple of comments here on Facebook. And the question that I put out to people was, should women lift weights? And almost everybody, we had yes, yes, yes from Michaela. And John said, hell yes, are you kidding?
Yeah,
Samantha Miller said, I lifted weights a lot in my 20s and 30s, and it's certainly helping now as I age gracefully.
Back up. You know what that's called? Muscle memory. That lady that said she worked out in her 20s and is helping a lot now, she has muscle memory. Once you got it, your body remembers you got it, and you can get it back pretty easy.
Yes, it is quicker, much, much quicker once you've already put that in place.
Yeah, I always ask women, when you were 25, what kind of shape were you in? If they were very overweight all their life, I have a more difficult task. But they say to me, when I was 25, I was just in great shape, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, no, you know what then? You've got muscle memory. We can get it back. We'll get it back, darling. It'll be easier for you.
Well, I just yesterday was at a conference, and there was a fitness expert talking about how it's okay to work out before you leave puberty. But we've got a comment here on the Facebook page that says you need to wait until after puberty, and I'm wondering, what's your stance on that?
I'd wait until after. I'd let the tendons get strong enough, let the muscles get mature, get some bone strength. If they want to work out, they can ride their bike, they can do athletics, but I wouldn't have them pumping iron.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that. Not even boys. Boys either.
Yeah. Yeah. That certainly has been what I thought was standard knowledge. So I'm going to have to find out where this other person was getting their information.
No, I started at 7.
You started? Yeah. No, you did not.
Yes,
did
I
really?
Did. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had cement. We had soup cans.
Well,
but with cement.
Did it work for you?
Well, I've always been very powerful. I have a powerful body. I'm 5'8". I'm 200 pounds. I've a real small waist. I'm always ripped. I've been ripped all my life, so it did work for me. But I was an athlete too. I was a fighter. You know, and always doing other things. You know, I was running.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it just wasn't lifting weights for me.
Okay, so Nancy Daly wants to. She says, depends what results you want. Lift light weights for toning, and heavy weights if you want to be pumped like Arnold.
No, it's not true.
Okay, well, tell us why that's not
women,
true.
I have found, I'm talking from my experience now in all these years, I have found that most women, over 94% of all women, who lift heavier weights at shorter reps, using feminine form, get better toning results than women who lift lightweight with higher reps. However, if someone has bulked up and they want to lean it down, that's the way bodybuilders do it. They lighten the weight and increase the reps to lean it down. But if a woman bulks up, she's bulking up because she's assuming masculine form, or she's got too much testosterone in her body that she's just automatically going to bulk up.
And if she does, let's say she does run more testosterone than other women, then
right.
what can be done about that?
Well, then she's probably got to be the kind of person who's going to have to be very lightweight and high reps because she's going to bulk her body up. In the upper body. She won't bulk her lower body up because we can assume feminine form, but there is no feminine form for the upper body. The shoulder workout's the same. The bicep, tricep workout is the same as it would be for a man. So I'd have to look at her differently, and if she has too much testosterone, maybe she needs a little estrogen.
Huh? Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, every day it's a new thing. I spend my whole day talking to women on the computer, and the stories are just amazing.
Give us an example. Did you read any today that were interesting?
Well, the thing that today I bring it up again was the woman who sat in the waited in the corner to where all the gym rats. Gym rats are people like me. People go to the gym all the time. I call them gym rats, and they were starting my program. And she was very overweight. She's in the corner. And I saw her there. I know she's waiting for me. And the tears just rolling down her face, and just that emotion that she feels like, oh, I finally found somebody who understands what it is. That's going to be something. So I'm going to follow her and watch her. And in my barn, I live in North Carolina, my whole south wall is full of before and after pictures of women over all these years. And I told her, my goal for you, darling, is to see you in my barn. I want to put your picture in my barn. I think so. But there's so many stories. I mean, you can look at the pictures on the website there. And look at that lady, June Define, where she's sitting down on the floor. It's a very bad picture because somebody just snapped it. And there she was. She's a mother of three running multiple daycare centers. I never met her in my life. And the picture you see next to her is her 90 days later. Look at that little skirt.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
What about people's health? Are you monitoring that? Are you noticing changes in their insulin?
People are not diabetic anymore. People don't want to take high blood pressure medications anymore. And then we cross-reference some of their medications. For example, medications like Synthroid for the thyroid. There's no T3 hormone. Some doctors want to give you Cytomel along with that. We send them off to the health food store to get kelp or iodine like I do because I have no thyroid, little tiny things. So we do see so many improvements in the health. And even doctors of people I work with have emailed me and asked me about my program. Even my own doctor, who's a woman, I don't go to men doctors, who I had for a long time, she said, well, Dane, let me use your program. I said, no. I live here in Charlotte, and I want to be able to go through the drive thru and get a hamburger without being noticed. So I don't want to do my program in Charlotte.
Oh, funny. Do you don't eat hamburgers?
I do. I, you know what, Veronica, We're all going to go to the game and have a beer. We're all going to have a piece of pizza once in a while. We're all going to do that, you know, and you just got to do it in moderation. And I do it. I drink a beer at the game. My wife and I order a pizza, you know, but
I actually don't indulge in either one of those ever. But
you don't either? Really? You don't?
Oh, I don't. I've been 25 years sober, so
okay.
The beer kind of went off the list of things that I could eat.
Right.
Then
okay,
I got food allergies, so pizza's out. But now, you've talked to, I understand what you're saying, is that, you know, people need to have, sometimes when they can break away from the rigidity of a particular food plan.
How much is there to enjoy in life? How many things are there really to enjoy in life?
There's
food and
a
sex.
A lot of things. A lot of
food
things
and sex.
Food. So, water retention. This is a huge thing for women. Women talk about it all the time. They agonize about it. A lot of times, you know, just before the period, they will start to retain water. For some women, this can almost be an entire dress size. They have to have, clothes that they can wear before the period, during the period, and after the period. You actually help them combat water retention. How do you do that?
Well, that's the first thing we do. Like I said earlier, the first thing we do is we put them on the clock with their water so the body understands the timing. We lower the sodium and raise the potassium and do water-soluble supplements. Water-soluble supplements are those that are strained by your kidneys if your body does not need them. They're not like fat solubles like a vitamin A, E, D, K, or iron. They're stored in your liver, and you can actually get toxicity from them. So we give them water-soluble supplements to help push the water. A natural diuretic is vitamin B6. That's B6's job. But you can't take B6 all by itself. You have to include all the other B vitamins together. So all the women that go on my program do 100 milligrams of B6 and 50 milligrams of all the other B vitamins, so it's 2-to-1. And then 99 milligrams of potassium and sodium, and so we start to push the water out of the body. And I say to them, I says, in about 4 weeks, here's what you're going to notice about your own body. The rings on your finger are going to get a little bit looser. At the end of the day, when you take off your socks, the Nike emblem is not going to be in your ankle anymore. For some of your hair is going to manage better. You're going to feel better. But it does not mean to take more of the supplements. You only take them once a day. Because we're working on it through the supplements, working on it with no pasteurized potatoes, and we're working on it with the combination of the sodium and the potassium levels to open the floodgates up. And when that happens, that's the first thing you tell me, Danny, I feel so much better. And not only that, how about the women who eat one sandwich or one half a sandwich and they bloat from it? You should not bloat from a whole meal, let alone one sandwich. So now we got to talk about probiotics, which are things that move things through your body efficiently. So, and those are all in my program that they take. So,
some bloating. And are you talking about their stomach getting large, or are you talking about them actually retaining water?
Well, actually, their stomach bloating from eating a little bit of food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you help them out with the probiotics.
Right.
Yeah. We're starting to get to the end of the problem. We've got about another 5 minutes here, but how can any of our listeners who want to participate in this, and what if some of the men think you sound dynamic and they want to work with you? Is there anything out there for them? Or?
Well, I do tell the women, if the man in your life wants to go on this journey with you, he has to email me and he has to tell me he wants to do it. Because what happens with men is they get results quicker, but as soon as they do, they go drink beer and have a hot dog. They just quit. And so, but if a man wants to do it, because they're going to have to eat with mama, you know, if mama's making it, he's going to have to eat anyway, they can join up. But I'm not really interested in training men. But for the women that want to get involved with it, if they just go to the website, there's a couple of different versions of the program they can do. I mean, they can do 1 month at a time, and then just do the next month after they get those results. They can get the whole thing. There's a structured program where they're going to send me their journal. So it's up to them. So if they go to my website, they'll see me jump out of my bus and act like a fool. I apologize for that. And then I explain to them. Exactly,
you're funny. You are definitely a comedian.
Well, I like them to have fun. I want them to see, hey, I'm just a guy. I'm not a suit and tie, bib and tucker kind of guy. I've been out doing this all my life, you know, and I want you to feel comfortable with me because they got to deal with me. You know, if they want to do it on their own, there's a way they can do it on their own. So if they just go to the website and if they have questions for me, they can email me right there at the website. I'll answer them. And I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter and all those places, you know. So.
And once again, that website is launchthenewyou.com.
And that's our job, launch the new
Danny, right now you're in Connecticut somewhere?
Yes.
Where is the next city?
After Connecticut, I'm here for 5 days. Then I go to upstate New York. Then I go to western Pennsylvania. Then I go to Maryland. Then I go home.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you get tired of the hotels?
I got 15 cities. I do, but it just makes, it kind of renews my marriage. I mean, every time I get home, it's like, oh, can't wait to get, I'm going 90 miles an hour getting home and 60 miles an hour I leave.
Yeah, like, you guys really miss each other.
Yeah, we do. And we talk 10 times a day. We talk on the phone all day, every day.
Well, so as a sexologist, I was going to say, one of the wonderful fringe benefits about being healthy and having a regular exercise program is it usually does boost your sex life.
That's the truth. And women ask me that sometimes, about their libido. I mean, I actually have that kind of rapport where they can say that to me.
Uh-huh.
And I say, when you start feeling better and you get stronger, you'll even feel better about, increase your sex drive. You'll feel better about yourself.
And you will.
It's so, you're so yeah. true, yeah.
Yeah, well, and exercise actually pumps up your testosterone level a little bit, and that happens to be what drives sex.
That's right.
Drive for both men and women, so we
all
need testosterone.
Some women take testosterone. My wife does testosterone.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
I like
it. And she hasn't bulked up her legs.
Nope, she's gorgeous. That's my girl.
All right, Danny. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners before you go to sleep? I know we're going to let you go to bed here.
Well, I just want the women to know that there's help out there, and to realize they are different, to find out what works for them, and there's no one book or video or one thing that works for everybody. So just get to it, work hard. You're tougher than men. You're stronger than men. You don't quit. You don't cry. You don't complain. You can do it.
Awesome. Awesome. I really like the fact that you're focused on helping people find their own true path instead of trying to do a one-size-fits-all.
That's the way.
All right, Danny.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining me in the Shame-Free Zone, and sleep tight.
I will. Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay. And to my listeners, next week I'm going to be interviewing my very good friend, Sharla Hathaway. Sharla actually has written quite a few books on erotic massage, and she's into tantra, and I am a big fan of her work. As a matter of fact, I've blurbed a couple of her books, so I hope you'll join me next Monday when Sharla Hathaway is my guest. Until then, that's it from the Shame-Free Zone. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you liked what you heard and you want more solutions for your love life, please call me toll-free at 888-903-0050. Once again, that number is 888-903-0050. I am the only person who answers that line, and I am usually available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also visit sexwithoutshame.com to discover more of what I can do for you. And remember, your secret is safe with you. Sering kesepian, kenapa tak memutuskan berita?